You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
Mr. Speaker!
Mr. Speaker, can I have
this? Is State News and Views with State Senator Charlita Tavares. State News and Views that our people can use inside the legislature. Going from Main Street to the State House. You will hear it first right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. This is State Senator Charlita Tavares, and we are on State News and Views. I've got a guest in the studio with me, and we're going to talk to her in a minute. I just want to give a couple of updates on legislative activities at the Ohio General Assembly. We did pass a bill today that was an emergency measure to create a date recognizing Vietnam veterans, and that date will be March 30th. We will honor our Vietnam veterans. As many will recall, those who were alive and old enough to remember that when our Vietnam veterans came back from serving in that conflict, they were not received as well as they should have been. Many people did not support the war, as they have not supported the Afghanistan and Iraqi wars. However, the servicemen who served and women who were a part of various units at that time did not receive the same kind of welcome as our servicemen and women today, those that are in active duty today, receive when they come home. It was a very, very bad time for those who served our country. And so we wanted to do something to honor those who served during the Vietnam conflict, the war, and so we are recognizing March the 30th. This year will be the first recognition, March 30th, as Vietnam Veterans Day in the state of Ohio. So that was a piece that I really wanted to share, and I'll talk about some other legislative activities, but I want to get to my guest. Many of you are familiar with our settlement houses. We have six settlement houses here in Franklin County. And it was a movement that was started in the late 1800s throughout the country. And we are fortunate in Columbus that we have six settlement houses. And I'm going to have our guests talk more about what a settlement house is. We are fortunate because there are cities in Ohio that do not have settlement houses. And these organizations help our community's members, particularly those that are economically or have other kinds of disadvantages or challenges in their life. And so today I have with me one of our settlement house directors. She is the new director, and we were talking the other day. I think she's new, but she says she's been there 8 months already. And I know the time has gone by very quickly. She's a native of Columbus, Ohio. Her name is Ellen Moss Williams. And she's been with Godman Guild and a part of their management team for over 14 years. However, she just stepped in 8 months ago as the executive director. Many of you will recall that we had a long-serving executive director in the name of Randy Morrison, and this is at Godman Guild, which is in the Wineland Park area, or Wineland Park is in the neighborhood of Godman Guild. So I'm going to welcome Ellen Moss Williams, and as I said, she's a native of Columbus, Ohio, and I'm going to have her tell a little bit more about herself and then to talk a little bit about what our settlement houses do.
Well, thank you for having me today, Charlita, and you are definitely a longtime supporter of the settlement houses in Columbus as well as Godman Guild, and I certainly appreciate having you, you having me here today. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, there's not a lot about me that's all that interesting to tell, but I've always been interested in working with those people who have potential and just don't realize it yet, don't have the opportunity to access those kinds of things that help them to improve themselves so that they can access opportunities. And so from a long time back, and I won't say how long, but a long time back when I was just graduating from high school.
Which high school?
It was not a Columbus City high school.
That's
it was
okay.
Thomas Worthington High School.
That's okay. It's yes. Central Ohio.
Yes, it was here in Ohio. I decided that I really wanted to work with young people. And so I volunteered for a lot of organizations, gave my time, especially with mentoring. There was an organization back then called Friends in Action, and I believe it became Directions for Youth.
Very good.
And I was a mentor way back then. So
not too long ago.
Not very long ago. But so I've really worked very hard to make sure that what I do in my life makes a difference in other people's lives. And it just so happened that my profession was able to become an avocation for me as well. So
that's always helpful. And for those of us who are fortunate enough, and I really consider it fortune, a blessing, that what we do for our job, our career, is an avocation. It's a passion. It's a love. And it doesn't appear, it doesn't feel like work.
Right, right. And I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't really count my blessings for being able to do what I do today. Right before I got this job with Gottman, or my initial job with Gottman Guild, that name, Gottman Guild, kept coming up. And I said, I know that name from somewhere. And so I had a conversation with my mother, who is a retired Columbus City Schools teacher.
Good for her. Congratulations.
Yes. And she was at one point teaching over at the old Olentangy School, which is no longer there. But it was very close to the original Gottman Guild building. And she said that she told me then that many of the children that she had in class actually went to Gottman Guild. And
wow.
That's where I used to hear about
mm-hmm.
it. And so that was, I mean, I was connected to Gottman Guild way back in my early days, actually. And I'd like to say as a side note, my mother, who is going to be 94 this year.
Oh, God bless her.
Is one of the three African-American teachers who first integrated Columbus City Schools
in 1950. Well, we want to thank her for being that trailblazer that she is. And so you
yes.
give your mom a special hug for me.
I will. And I know she's listening, so hi, Mom. but I started off at Gottman Guild as a program development director, became director of workforce development, associate director, and then I left, thought I could seek my fame and fortune in Washington, D.C. It is not like Columbus, Ohio, and so I came back, and it
Good.
Just so happened that there was a spot at the Guild as director of youth and family services, and came back in 2004, I believe, and have since then worked my way through all of the goings on at the Guild, and am now the executive director.
Very good. Well, we are proud of you.